The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first football podcast of the new season. Five Live have got the Monday Night Club. Tonight, it's the Monday Night Pub. We've got six people around the table.
How long did you take to think of that today? At your desk, until you came out with that?
About 20 minutes.
Did you try it on anyone? Did you get any bounce back?
I tried it on you and you didn't react. So I
didn't even hear it because it's the first time I've heard it. So.
I saw him write that down at the end of the last show last season. So I've been waiting for that.
I think we should introduce ourselves. We may have new listeners. It's unlikely, but we'll give it a go. Yeah. After you, sir.
You've got to announce that it's the reunion show. It's friends reunion. Not well, not friends.
Colleagues. Podcasters reunited.
Yeah, colleagues stroke people that you don't have a chance to in the pub reunited.
It's kind of like when Red Dwarf did that comeback show and they're all a bit fatter and balder. The difference is we've only been away for the summer. They were away for about 10 years.
That is very true. Right, let's just quickly whip round the table. We'll say who we are and then we'll start with something resembling a show. My name's Simon Head. I'm the host of the show. I support Gillingham Football Club.
It's just like an AA meeting, but we've all got a pint in front of us. Which is outstanding.
Go on, Mike.
My name's Michael Coxon. I'm the little one from the north, and I support Manchester United.
Jim Staples, Gillingham fan, as I was last week and the week before that, and generally always.
Dan Silver, Tottenham fan.
New person. Sorry, yes. A bit of introduction.
Yeah. He pitched up for our end of season do, and
never left.
He's still here. So, who do you support, Dan?
Tottenham Hotspur.
Simon Pitney, Turning Boys, Everton fan.
And Plymouth, mention Plymouth.
And Osiek,
yeah. Everyone, basically.
More clubs than within Peter String fellow. Go on.
Yeah.
Stuart Hall, QPR.
Right, okay.
He's always a man of so many words, isn't
he? Why use 100 words?
That's not the club that he supports, those are the letters that he knows. And he thinks they're numbers. Yeah.
Well, season kicked off last week. What do we think, gents?
Well, which part are we talking about first?
About the proper football, not that pre-season friendly game played at Wembley the other
day. It weren't a bad game, though, was it?
It was decent.
I didn't watch it.
I'll tell you the highlight. During one of the ad breaks, the Luis Figo Just For Men advert.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
One of the greatest football
lads. Oh, he's an actor.
Football lads of all time.
He's got good eyebrows. I know that much.
Now match his hair, thanks to Just For Men.
And he can also control the football that's from shooting at the television.
Yeah, and pinging it into a telly without causing any damage to the public.
It would have been better if anything with it pinging at the telly and it smashed and he got thrown out.
So he's doing the grey hair advert?
Just For Men advert, yeah.
In very grey hair, or is that you get more hair? I'm confused.
Grey hair. No, he's got lots of hair.
He's always had the hair, yeah.
This is what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. That's decent. Yeah. So what about United?
It's a great game. Bit worried at 2-0 because we tend to be rubbish coming from behind, and then the new lads came through. That sounds ridiculous because we're famous for it. In the last couple of years, when we've got behind in big games, we just tend to sink in on ourselves.
That's only away though. Old Trafford's are great.
Yeah, but we don't tend to go behind it.
That's just the general norm for most teams. Yeah. Most teams go behind and aren't great going from behind because they end up losing.
I don't like that. We're not a normal team. We win. It's not fair.
This is why people hate him.
I'm kidding, of course. But no, it was a very spirited performance by a young team. I mean, the fact Ashley Young was the oldest United player on the pitch for most of the second half says it all. Great character.
And he didn't fall over too many times.
No,
as well,
it was amazing.
The designated diver.
Nanny did a sliding tackle that worked. Brilliant. He scored a couple of good goals or something, I don't know.
If we're talking tackles from the weekend, did anyone see Darius Fazil's tackle?
And the one straight afterwards.
Yeah, it was about 3 minutes into the game as well. Cov versus Leicester. It kicked off early. It wasn't on Sky, I don't think, was it?
No,
it was just early. And it did literally kick off early. Fazil went in about 10 minutes, just 2 foot. Darius Fazil as well, you don't think it. Someone must have
assumed his toes better after he put he took a power drill to him in his earlier career.
Was it 10 minutes later exactly the same thing happened?
Yeah, it was just carnage. It was just carnage.
Luke Rooney for our lot, sort of probably mimicking it as well.
Yeah.
Full length lunge.
You got like that. First weekend of the season, just some people jumping in.
That's outrageous tackle. And then we're shocked that he got sent off.
I know, and everyone clapped him off, obviously. Well done.
Players could do anything. Players could come over and slap your gran about and then get sent off. You'd still clap them off.
Yeah.
Something would.
Speaking of Joey Barton, I'm really enjoying him on Twitter at the moment. I would really like him to come to United.
What, just a tweet?
Right, partly just a tweet. I just think he's got a great...
Do you reckon he's actually him, though? Do you not reckon he's like employed someone to write his tweets for him?
Not today, he hasn't. Not today. He's been in, he's been properly having a go at the journos today.
I think Stu was going to say about that. Have you seen about it?
Yeah, he's not been very complimentary about Holt, has he? And some other kid for the
Des Kelly.
Yeah. Des hashtags Kelly. Are doing a bit, aren't they?
Helmets.
Is that what he's called? Hashtag is helmet, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And is that what he's settled on? Because he went for a few variations, did he, at the start?
Am I allowed to say dickheads? Well, I was just confirming.
You're quite
dickheads was another one. Other than that, nothing really exciting.
What's your take up on Joe Barnes?
So, I like him. I'd love to see him at my club, but I don't think we'd afford his wages, unfortunately.
Definitely not.
I mean, Arsenal should get him. Somehow they need someone who can kick things around.
Someone said, how many games should an Arsenal draw from 4-0 down if Joe Barton was in their team this season? Which is a fair point.
Yeah.
I don't think they wouldn't, after about 2-3 goals, he'd just kick off, wouldn't he? And it's something like, it would change the pace of the game, change the structure of the game. If they had someone like that. If they'd had someone like that in Newcastle last season, at 4-3, he would have just gone, right, sod this. I'll just kick someone in the head, so do something.
Just slow it all down.
Yeah, we'll slow it all down. The game would have changed. It would have done. Fact.
I like his appearance last season. Side part of the stash. It's always been a good look.
Yeah.
Historically, he's not been associated with the greatest of characters.
We're talking about Newcastle. Who was the lad who broke his leg quite early on last season?
Yeah, my old favourite.
Hatton,
yeah.
Ben Arthur.
Ben Arthur. He's injured again, though.
He got injured again.
Yeah. Have you got anything to do with that side?
No, nothing to do with that. That's the reason I'm here, just to close. Ben Arthur injury. Hashtag that.
I tell you what, you must be tired with all the transfer activity at Everton this summer. It's coming and going. Checking news now. Must be. Oh.
Actually, this is the second summer in a row. Nothing's happened. Our best sign over 2 seasons has been Jermaine Beckford. That's O'Courtney. That's believable.
They must have signed someone.
No.
No one in at all.
No one on loan.
Not
Eric Dare.
Not anyone in at all. We couldn't unless we sold Yobo and Yakubu, although their passports say they're 25 and 26. Clearly not. So no one would buy them.
No, you brought back Eric Dare, who's a young English guy who plays for Sporting Lisbon, who won't play for the first team. So the reserves are going to be great.
No additions.
But no one's gone either, which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing, yeah.
Is it a good thing? I don't know.
Well, I think it is. Because I'm going to make my same prediction that I made last year. Everton will be banging on the door again this year.
Trapdoor.
not the old trapdoor gag again.
Trapdoor.
It's been a year, we'll reel them out.
I'm going to recycle it because it was brilliant when I said it. It's still brilliant.
Same jokes, different year. Dan, Tottenham. Just wait till you start drinking.
Is the ground still there? That's the first question. Just a smoulder of the mess.
Have they
like your top four dreams?
I'm sure I saw some fella walking off with Jermaine Genus under his arm on the BBC.
You can have him.
That's just a cardboard cutout. Just how he's known down at
Spurs. More mobile. Yeah.
Now it's an interesting time in the next couple of weeks.
Football League obviously started. You know, we touched upon that with some of the tasty tackles that were going in. Gary Taylor Fletcher scored the first goal of the season.
Good goal as well. Yeah.
Lovely strike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right off the laces, top corner.
He's a proper forward. Him and who's the guy at Cardiff? John Parkin, is it? That was at Preston. Gosh,
Preston, yeah. The beast.
He is a beast.
Looks like a pub player.
Exactly. They are just pub players that have made it decent standard. I mean, somehow in the Championship. I love Taylor Fletcher. Just a proper lad.
I think he's playing all four divisions now.
He's played in the conference for Northwich Victoria.
No. Oh, here we go.
Start his career then.
Alright,
he'll never hit those highs, will it?
Great to see Brighton in their new stadium. I'm picking up a win.
Yes. Absolutely. I went there for the pre-season game against Tottenham a couple of weeks ago.
Tell us about the stadium, because it looks unbelievable.
It's magnificent. I actually had the pleasure of the prawn sandwich brigade as well.
I did.
My old man has got a seat.
Why would you admit that to anyone, let alone on a podcast which more than 20 people,
I'm the one everyone's meant to hate. Not you.
We still do, don't we?
But no, it's a fantastic ground. It's a fantastic ground. It will be, but it looks not quite complete. It's a 22,500.
Still got gaps in it.
Yeah, big gaps. Once they get that sorted, you know, push up to 30,000.
Yeah.
Already have, yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it looks fantastic. Fantastic ground. Great for Brighton, great for the city. But once they fill that up to 30,000, it's going to be a fantastic stadium.
I'd say so. It won't look that complete tomorrow, like a chilling weather.
The away end, apparently, the concourses, they're going to change them to sort of match the club colours of whoever they're
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, every they're game
gonna
they're going to change
pictures of the legends and the teams that they're
playing. They'll be bored of that pretty soon.
Better than that.
And the beer pumps on wheels as well, have you seen those?
Well, no, I know the fact that they're bringing in a new beer for each away team. It's their local beer.
Yeah.
So for tomorrow
so we
night,
get Spitfire.
Or Shepherd Neame, something like
I
that.
Think we get I was told we were getting Spitfire.
So I might go down to the ground early. But I'm not. I'm going to stay in a pub where it's a lot cheaper, like a Wetherspoons. Get absolutely smashing and rip some seats up. I'm not going to rip some.
I don't condone that kind of behaviour.
Because I'm expecting like a 5-0 loss.
We're not in North London now, Jim.
No, right? Yeah, anything about that. They're not riots.
No. Everton.
Yeah.
You've signed no one, as you've already said.
So we've got Tottenham this weekend.
We've got our first inter-podcast derby. Yeah.
Oh. Or do we, if the ground is still there?
It's going to be cancelled.
Could be played at Hackney Marshes.
If it is cancelled, that's Everton's best start of the season in quite a while.
Well,
it should be good for that. Yeah.
Clean sheet.
Yeah. Definitely going to. Yeah, clean sheet. Yeah.
All right, I didn't realise that you two were going to be sort of opposing each other in prediction.
If the game goes ahead, it will be a draw. A drab 1-1 draw.
2-0 Spurs.
There we go. Stu, QPR. Yeah. How many games before you actually win one?
First game, mate. Bolton. 2-0, I reckon.
QPR have got a decent start. They've got Bolton, they've got Evan, whoever I know they'll beat.
Everton away, yeah, we're slow to start, mate.
Exactly. No, but they've got a very good start, and I was chatting to Stuart and another guy, and I was like, okay, it's a good start. I was like, so when's the run going to happen? Their last few games of the season is a horrible run. It's literally Arsenal, Man U, Chelsea, Spurs. The only one who's not a big team up in there is Stoke City.
Yep.
Stoke City. Yeah, exactly. And Stoke City is nowhere near a game where you look down thinking, oh, at least we've got
there. We've got a nice, easy start, but yeah, I think we've been hit about the end of the season.
You're going to need to be 10 points clear of relegation going into the last 5-6. Yeah, because it's going to be a very hard running.
If not more.
Yeah, probably more.
Unless we spend shitloads in January, it's always possible.
Well,
you could have done with spending it now, really.
It won't happen.
Right, okay, what we'll do, we'll move on to our predictions. We do this, I was going to say, at the start of every year. It's only the second time we've done it. But last year, we all sat down, we put our predictions down, and we looked at the end of last season and realised just how way off we all were.
So we've got Norwich. I tipped Norwich.
We both tipped Norwich. They did all right, but most of the other predictions were pretty awful. We'll go through from Conference up to Premier League. Pitney's looking at his bit of paper. He's not done Conference. Right, we'll just run around the table. We'll say who we've picked and why. We'll go from the bottom up. So we'll start with the Conference. Mike, who have we gone from?
From the bottom up, so we'll start with Mike. Right,
yeah. I knew you were going to jump all over that.
There we go. Conference, I've gone for Fleetwood Town. Okay. Who had a very good season last year. I always like to tip a team that's not been in the league before.
I hope they're nicknamed the Mac as well.
Well,
I don't know if they are, but I'd just call them.
Yeah.
Going down to the Mac.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But no, Fleetwood.
Services as well. Jim, Luton Town.
Yeah.
There or thereabouts for a number of seasons. I think they're doing it.
Or Airport, as they could be nicknamed.
Airport Parkway.
Airport.
Go on, the boys.
Dan.
Pass.
No research. To be fair, you only knew you were doing this about an hour before the show. So
Luton Town as well.
Yeah. Stu.
Luton. They banged us 3-1 on Friday.
They must be alright, man.
We played a half decent team when we were 1-0 up. Made a lot of changes at half time. We lost 3-1 in the end.
Right. I've gone for Luton as well, so it looks like pretty much unanimous.
If you're a Luton fan, you're screwed because you're definitely going to win anything now.
Yeah, that's it. Scuppered. Lead to Mike.
Well, I was going to go for Gillingham in the hope that it jinxed it for you, but I think I think I'd be nice. I'll go for Swindon Town simply because I love Paolo Di Canio.
Unless you're trying to jinx Swindon Town.
Well, yeah, there you go. I'd rather jinx them than jinx you.
That's alright, wrapping that. Okay.
Swindon are either going to be at the top of the league or at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's going to go one or two. A good start. They won 3-0. They won 3-0 to start.
I'd love it now if they finished 13th with about 50 points.
It's Christmas. They won't.
Alright, Jim. team?
I'm going to go for Oxford United. Got a good bit of momentum from the end of last season, made a few good signings, yeah. Very good home record, so yeah, I'll go Oxford.
Yeah. Dan?
I'm going to throw one in the mix and go Southend United.
They only had about four players after about a week ago.
Their makeshift Serbian centre back come striker is going to bang 25 goals this season.
Okay.
What's his name?
No idea.
He's just throwing generic.
Did you see
that? No, sure, like, I mean, that's all fact. His name.
The man you score a bit, isn't it?
Quickly on that, Southend's not a bad shout. Paul
Sturrock
knows how to get to that division.
Southend is a bad shout,
they're
crap.
They've got no money.
I've got no players and no money.
Neil Harris is the only recognisable player they've got.
Exactly, you'll score those. I'm going for Paul Bell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mick Adams is back there, I'm doing alright until he's got it off.
Which is a nice leading to Stuart the Whore. Stuart the manager, Whore, who managed Port Vale during last season's podcast on Football Manager.
How did that season finish?
You were leading by miles at Christmas.
Yeah. He gave up.
Got a bit like Mickey Adams, but he got the job back. So.
It's true. Like Steve Crawley. They've spent a lot of money. Their wage was quite high. I think they've got decent players to win the league. The
problem is, with a wage like that, they're never going to get allowed to play in Europe in a few years. They're never going to meet that
criteria. Creepy Crawley is then amongst the non-league sides.
I've gone for Northampton Town. They've got some good players.
Everyone was saying on all the forums that you read, oh, Northampton Town, they've got loads of attacking, lots of high scoring games this season. It's going to be 4-3. They're going to win a lot of 0-0.
First game 0-0.
Standard.
No, I do think Northampton will be. I think they'll definitely get top three. I think it'll be them, Crawley and Oxford will be the top three. And I've gone for them to be top Northampton. So, League One, Mike.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Gals.
Bit momentum. They're far too big to be in the Championship, let alone League One. I quite fancy them to have a good few years. They're due it.
I like Sheffield Wednesday. I've always had that soft spot.
Mexico's quietly building a good side there.
The Sheffield Derby in League One's going to be interesting as well. Yeah. That's going to be tasty.
That'll still be 30,000, won't it?
Oh, definitely.
It'll still be 30,000.
Well, I think that shows the quality of English football as well, whether it's on a game level, maybe not. But
fans.
The fact you've got big games throughout the leagues these days.
Yeah. There's some big clubs in League One.
Yeah.
Jim.
I'm going for Cholton.
Blimey.
Don't want them to. I don't know why you're doing that with your fist. It's not what we want to happen. It's
literally a stone's throw.
How many teams do you support, Pitt?
No, just I live near Cholton, that's all. I'll go for the mud on the wall. I support everyone.
He's spreading his bet, Pitt. He's just got his finger in more pies.
I support Everton. We haven't signed anyone for 2 years.
Charlton. All right, Dan.
I like looking at Sheffield Wednesday as well.
Okay. Who's a key player this year?
No idea.
Mark Wright. As long as Pressman does all right between his sticks as well. I think we've established Dan doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Dan has done very little research for this.
Dan apologises.
That's good of him.
I was going for Sheffield, but in the interest of difference, Huddersfield.
Okay.
Not bad.
I think Lee Clark gets it done.
Yeah.
Sheffield United.
The Blades.
Good win. They got a good win at the weekend. 2-0. Cresswell scored as well. I didn't know he was still alive.
He's played all over. He's normally wherever Peter Taylor is. Peter Taylor's in Bahrain, so I'm slightly surprised.
With Junior Lewis.
Junior Lewis is normally very close as well. He's
on a lead.
Can we just say on the subject of people who were away, Dan Ferdinand's not here for this show.
He's not.
He's away with Steve Lomas and the Brooklyn Brawler, I believe, in Billericay on a snooker weekend. Even though it's Monday. Yeah. They enjoyed it that much, they stayed the other night.
It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend.
Any weekend with Dan's a long weekend, I'm sure.
Simon, League One.
Huddersfield Town.
Yeah?
Lee Clark, I thought he's probably the manager of the year in that division last year. They got a really good side, they kept the squad together. With the exception of the teams that come down from the Championship, I don't think there's anyone else in that division that they can't beat. So I think they'll go up. They'll definitely be automatic. I think they'll win it. Championship. time, Mr. Coxon.
I'm going to go for Super Steve's Nottingham Forest.
Steve McLaren.
People forget he's a very good club manager. Whether you love him or hate him.
No,
he got Middlesbrough to a European final.
Why just throw him with Hewards on
until they Peter Stringfellow is a good club manager, but he ain't going to get promoted either.
But hey, you know, I was going to pick
Stone.
Now, they've got a very good squad, Forest. They've got decent strikers. They've got a bit of depth. They've signed a young lad today, Verhoeven, that both Fulham and Rangers wanted. So they're attacked.
Is that
decent
an endorsement that Rangers wanted?
He was wanted in slightly higher league. Speaking of which, Kenny Miller has shown that the Championship is a better league than the SPL at the weekend.
Yeah.
He was dross.
Scored the winning goal.
Is Van Hooydonk playing for him this season? Has he decided to play again?
He's decided to come back after 11 years of exile.
Steve Stone in a word with him. He said, go on, come back, give it a try.
He's bringing Ian Wong with him.
Ian Wong's back, yeah, Steve Chettle. But no, I fancy Forest. I don't think Leicester will do it. I think there's too much pressure on them. There's too much interest. West Ham would just die at the weekend. I can't see them doing it. They'll come good in about 2 months and they'll end up being the playoffs. But Forest.
All right, Jim.
Ipswich Town.
They started the season well, Sadie.
Started well. They made some very good signings. Michael Chopper is going to score bad loads for them. Yeah. Although he does start the season very early on their tail off. So you can expect him to score about 20 by Christmas. I mean, basically like Charlton in the Premier League. Just get to about Christmas. Oh, I can't really be bothered now. So, we'll see.
Cool. Dan. Championship.
No, this is a tough one. I don't know.
Do you want to run through the 2014?
No. Championship is about as far down as I need to do some more research. No, I'm gonna go with. It's kind of my wild card as well. But I'm gonna back my hometown of Brighton.
That's okay. Not a bad one. They've got the beginning of the momentum.
It's all about momentum.
Yeah,
we did this with Norwich last year and they went straight up.
Yeah,
I think Norwich had a few better players.
I think Norwich were better equipped last year.
If you look at the Brighton squad,
I agree.
I do know what you're saying though, because I did look at that from the weekend and I thought Brighton got a win, although albeit a dodgy win because they were one down with
two great goals.
Will Buckley, two very good goals.
I looked at their squad,
especially that second one.
They paid $1 million for Will Buckley and he started on the bench. So I said, Jesus, who must they have on there? And you look at their squad, the squad's not that great.
They're all names, you know, they aren't packed with any sort of big names. They just play well as a team.
Luar is dangerous.
Yeah, they got Andrew in goal, who's a decent goalkeeper.
Yeah, and Carl Smith, who's going to start banging them in.
Yeah, and we're going to get spanked by tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Championship.
Yeah, like Jim, I thought Ipswich would be a good shout, but actually compete this game in one. But I think Leicester will be there or thereabouts. I think Sven will just somehow make it.
I think so as well, I agree.
And he's gone with Steve McCarron as Sven.
Well, the FA did that, look at that.
It's a hard toss up, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
So to speak.
You can't take him seriously.
That's a bit weird. England training sessions. Stu and the Biscuit Boys.
Southampton. I watched them at the weekend and they actually smashed Leeds, and Leeds were a good team in the Championship last year and they tore them apart, so I'm going to go with Southampton.
Adam Lallana, good player. Adam Lallana,
that's a great finish, wasn't it?
Dan Hammond as well.
Dean Hammond.
Yeah. I've gone for Leicester. I was going to go for Southampton, I'll be honest, but you can't ignore the signings that Leicester have made. They've got a really strong squad.
They're good. Great Matt Mills though.
I thought he began to the Premier League, so I think he's a good signing. But they're a decent side. Again, they'll be top three, along with maybe Southampton and someone else.
Not Forest.
I think Forest always get to the playoffs and blow it, don't they?
Always.
But I think McLaren's a better club manager than Billy Davis. I think you get more out of him than Billy Davis did.
Where is Billy Davis? He hasn't got a club now, has he?
I don't think he's got a club.
He just started his own team. There's still loads of players out of contract.
He should just start Pirates of 11.
Pirates of the Caribbean. What's the pirate show on Pirates of the Caribbean called? Simon, you look like no man who's going to know. It's the Black Widow or something.
Just because he's got a beard.
The Black Pearl. There you go. The Black Pearl. Black Pearl FC, we're going to get. I had a look at some of the players. I went onto the PFA website and I looked at some of the strikers who were still out of contract.
You had a busy day in the office today.
I did have a busy day. This was on the first page of the PFA website. These are the names I come up with. Jason Yule, Scott Doby, Darren Byfield, Marcus Bent, Fabian Brandy, Pablo Canago. And Matthew Upson's still about a team as well.
I was going to talk about that a bit later.
David Trezeguet, who's interested in the moment.
David Trezeguet.
He's out of contract.
I tell you what, Marcus
Bent
won't be
out. He'll go to Blackburn.
I think Marcus Bent is at Birmingham.
Right.
No, Blackpool. Sorry. Is it a Blackpool? He's at a team, but they've made him available for a free transfer.
Right. Sniffing around him.
Yeah, so when I went onto the PFA website and said free transfer, it came up with a list of out of contract players and players at a club. But I mean, some of these. So, like Darren Byfield's, he's a proven goal scorer at sort of Championship League One level over the years. Yeah. He's completely without a contract. And I said to the guys the other day, I said, it's crazy. Like, obviously, you look at players like David Trezeguet, and he will get a club. And if he didn't, he'd probably got enough money to not need a club. Players like maybe not Byfield, but players like Bass Savage, who have played at Gillingham, they've played at Brighton. They've not got a club, and he was on trial at AFC Wimbledon.
Savage, I think he might be on loan somewhere now.
I mean, how old is he?
He's at Northampton Town right now
on trial.
No, he's basically on a extended trial, non-contract basis to cover for Akinfenwa, who's injured. Apparently.
Okay, so. But I mean, there's players on that list like Fabian Brandt. He was at Man United as a youth player, but he wasn't going to be earning much as a youth player.
He was at Notts County and he got released, didn't he?
Exactly. So he's what 20? He's a young kid. He's 24, 25.
Yeah, he's younger than that.
Yeah,
his problem is he's very small, and a lot of lower league managers don't want little centre forwards, do they?
So they want 59 kids if you're listening, you're small, just get out now.
Gillingham turned down a young Geordie centre forward when he was about 17 or 18, and he went off. No, and he went off. He went off to play for Carlisle. Went off to play for Carlisle United. Peter Beardsley, his name was. We took two lads down on trial. One of them was Steve Bruce. One of them was Peter Beardsley. We took Steve Bruce. We didn't take Peter Beardsley.
So for once,
you're right. He was a rubbish striker. Wait,
sorry.
What's
so for once,
what's that got to do with Fabian Brandy not having a club? That means nothing to him. He needs to pay the bill.
Too small.
Can I just say for once,
Fabian Brandy,
Steve Bruce might have won a beauty contest and got that contract. That is the only time Steve Bruce could possibly win a beauty contest.
He could win a beauty contest now. He just has to remodel his face like he does most days. It comes out his nose is in a slightly different position than it was the previous day. Anyway, the only point I wanted to make before we do our Premier League predictions, was that it just hit me the other day that a lot of these players, there's some good players, and there's some players that haven't got enough money to now not live without a career. I'm just wondering what they're going to do.
Well, why don't we for the next show?
Dan's laughing. I've got genuine concern.
We'll move on to that later on.
Oh, right, okay.
What, to alternative careers?
Yes.
What, you're going to tell Fabian to like join the circle side because he's so small? You're a horrible man. I'm going to write something and you can put it on the website.
Go for it.
Out of contract players. Then I'll get my actual thoughts across without Cox and chipping in. Who's going to win the Premier League?
Liverpool. Aren't they hell? Manchester United. Manchester United, of course. And that's not just me being biased. We've improved.
Well, it is, really, isn't it?
Well, I'd probably say it if they were in rubbish anyway.
Well, there you go.
We've improved our squad. Yesterday we looked great apart from 15 minutes in the first half. I think Fergie's bought shrewdly, and I just don't think anyone else has improved enough to take it away from us. I think we'll be better than last season, and I don't think anyone else will.
Excellent. Jim,
if all the new signings been in, alright, Everton. Depends how long it takes us to jail, but I'm going to go for Chelsea.
Okay.
I think they're going to come back with vengeance. I think Ferguson is going to, he's buying, and he has bought this summer with the Champions League in mind. And I that's the only thing, because Man United, there's nothing between Man United and Chelsea, but I really think he's going after the Champions League again, which I think will mean he'll rest players before and after key games. And I think Chelsea with their new, what's the new guy in charge again? Yeah, thank you. Sounds like a bottle of wine. He's going to do alright, and I think he'll motivate them and have them there banging on the door. So,
well, will Chelsea not focus on the Champions League a bit as well, because it's what Abramovich wants?
Possibly.
You don't win the league, you get sacked at Chelsea, so you need to win the league as well.
The one thing I would say with Chelsea is that people have been saying for years their players are getting past it, but this very much I think is the last hurrah. The likes of Drogba, Lampard, Terry.
Yeah, they're all in their 30s now. Okay, Dan.
Well, to keep things interesting, I might as well mix it up and say Man City. Just because.
Is that because you believe it or just because you're bored?
No, because you don't want to agree with everyone, do you?
I just don't know.
No, you're right. But no, as much as it pains me as well, because sadly I think they will eventually buy the Premier League.
And who's their best player, Dan?
Sergio Aguero.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you very much.
No, I think Aguero is a massive signing. I think Aguero is the first person they've signed. I suppose Tevez, but he's kind of proven in the sense that.
And he's always wanted to play for Man City.
He's like Robbie Keane. Well,
3 years ago,
he idolised Uwe Rosler growing up, I believe, in the Flayers.
Yeah. Michael Fronzek.
Yes.
Great show. Uwe Rosler, he's managing someone in League 2.
League 1. Hey, knowledge is the bomb. And it has just exploded right in front of our very eyes.
I've got knowledge all over my face.
Alright, you've gone for City, Sire.
Somewhat annoyingly, I agree with pretty much everything Michael said. I think Man United can improve. The only way they don't win it is if Torres starts banging goals in the game. I think Chelsea, I've got a piece about this a while back, I think Chelsea need to reinvest. Torres will mask all their deficiencies if he starts banging them in again. Otherwise, I think Man United, I still think City are probably a year away, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think Liverpool or Spurs are quite there yet.
Okay.
I like the fact you didn't even mention Arsenal.
They need to sort themselves out.
United.
Oh, he's happy about that.
He looks like an angry bear. He's just woken from his slumber.
That could be his wild card.
What's that?
QPR to win the league.
That's not a wild card. It's a stupid card, that is. I'm gonna go for Manchester.
Lucky I've been told not to swear.
But you already have.
Yeah. Lucky I didn't again then.
I'm going for United. My wild card up until about a week ago was going to be Man City to finish above United in the table. But the way United were knocking the ball around in pre-season was pretty special. And I thought, can they do it against a proper team in a proper game? They did it on Sunday. So I think they're going to win the league. Chelsea, they're too weak in key positions, I think. At centre-half, I think they're a bit old and slow. I think at right-back, they're weak. I think in midfield, they can be bypassed quite easily. I think United have got a lot more pace, a lot more ability. I think they'll win the league. Arsenal could be up there if only they could sign a bloody defensive midfield player.
And a centre-half.
Two signings. Sell Fabregas, who's been faffing about. He wants to go. Sell him. Bring in defensive midfield player. Bring in a centre-half.
Yep.
With any change you've got left over, maybe bring in some striker cover. You've got yourself a title contending side. You know, but for some reason Wenger doesn't want to do it. So they'll come forth. So if that, right, it's wild card time. Slightly outlandish off the wall predictions that you genuinely think might happen this year. One each, Mike.
Well, I don't think Arsenal will come forth. And after all the talk we've had, it might sound quite ridiculous, but this one's for you, Pitney. I think Everton will come forth.
What?
Yes!
I think.
What?
Hang on.
What is he drinking? Is that vodka?
It is actually not.
You might not believe
it. You did bring me early to say you got it very, very early.
Well, you know, I drink.
You've been sort of.
You might not believe this, but they're only 14 to 1 to do it, which I think is quite short odds for it. But.
Only 14 to 1.
Before everyone goes mad, from November onwards, Everton always have top 4 form. So then you just start the season.
Yeah, but the season starts in August.
They haven't got the injuries, they haven't got Europe.
This is the difference this season. They're starting with a strong squad. They might not have brought anyone in, but they've kept their best players. They've not lost Cahill or Arteta over the years.
Or Beckford.
Who are their two centre forwards who are going to get all the goals?
Beckford's
going to be fit. Feed the Yak and he will score.
Beckford ended the season.
I don't even believe you're saying that.
If Louis Saha can stay fit, which won't happen, but could.
So you've argued against yourself. Well,
but Tim Cahill will get you goals. Arteta.
Arteta gets 10. Cahill gets 10.
And let's say, when they got into fourth last time, who was leading the line last time? Marcus Bent.
Yeah.
And they got fourth.
Exactly. So
I can't believe you're putting Everton over Liverpool, Spurs, Arsenal.
Well, my
Stoke,
thinking is.
Bolton.
Arsenal are in trouble. I don't think.
Not in that much trouble.
But if they're losing Nasri Fabregas, what are they going to do? They're going to be, even if you bring in a centre half and Joey Barton,
no, they won't.
He'll go out and spend big like he always does.
Right, true. Yeah, Tottenham, I don't think are there because I think Harry Redknapp will have one eye on the England job at the end of the season anyway.
Who knows?
How do we know
you
take the job?
He's been saying it.
He came out today and said he's absolute. You'd have to be mad to take the England job.
He'll be in position by the end of the year.
You'd have to be mad to take the England job.
And Gus Poyet will be the new Tottenham manager.
Yeah,
I've been saying that all last season. It will happen.
I think
Harry will be the England manager. Gus will be the new Tottenham manager.
Hey, can we just get back to Michael's
Yeah, I'll say Liverpool. I don't think Kenny's a modern enough manager. He's done great to galvanise him in the short term, but long term, I just don't think he'll have the ideas in the modern game. And that's not my anti-Liverpool bias. That's just what I think. Because unless Luis Suarez, who does look very good, has a fantastical season, I just can't.
What season?
Fantastical.
Wild card.
Fantastical. Michael Owen to score 20 plus goals this season.
Who for?
Michael Owen to score 20 plus goals in the Premier League this season.
On loan at Wigan?
No.
We have got to stop relying on OG to score our goals, so I think that's not a bad shout.
Sure didn't get that. No,
own goals,
Steve. He's going to play more games, he's going to rotate the three of them. Berbatov's going to be shining off somewhere to play table tennis with someone else who he doesn't like. And Owen's going to get more time on the pitch. He's already shown in pre-season that he's strong and fit. I'm saying Owen to trouble the top scorers in the Premier League and to get an England recall.
Didn't he miss the Charity Shield with a bat?
As wild cards go, that's quite a big one.
I'm saying it.
All right,
I'd like it to happen.
Right to win the championship is your wild card.
It's also your prediction, though, isn't it?
I said I'd throw it in the mix together.
I like it.
All right, sorry.
Brighton to go up was going to be my welcome. We've already had that, so I'll put you in change. And England not to qualify for the Euros.
Oh, that's a big one.
Come second in the group, and we'll
Dan's off, he's had enough already. 20 minutes into his first show, and he's still doing off. Don't blame that. Night, Dan.
No, the Euros, we have got to go to Montenegro and get results still. We've got Bulgaria and Switzerland, the other game we've got left. Yeah. No, we've played them now. Yeah. We've only got the two games left, I think. Or have we got to play Wales?
I just think we'll come second and then we'll screw it up in the playoffs.
Yeah, alright,
stick. My wild card is Stephen Lee to win the Snooker Brazil Masters Cup this year.
Have a day off.
That's it. Stephen Lee,
so much for not editing the show, sir.
No, this is going out as it is, I'm afraid. I haven't got time. Right, mine, I came out with the last podcast we did. Paolo Di Canio. The next time he's got his hand in the air, he'll be ordering a taxi. And he'll be leaving Swindon before Christmas.
I'm with you.
He'll be gone by Christmas. Something will happen. He'll throw his toys out the pram, or Swindon will say, enough's enough, you're off. He'll be gone by Christmas. He's either going to romp them to the title, which they'll win by like a dozen points, or he'll be gone by Christmas. And my money, he's gone by Christmas. So that's mine. That's all our predictions done. Dan's returned from the cars, which is nice of him. You right there?
Just some personal reflection time, to be honest. And realising
he's been talking to some, he might as well go and look at some as well.
And realising how much I'm going to have to start Sky Plus in the Football League Show on a Saturday night.
Stu's departing us.
Good night.
Later, Stu. And right, we'll kick off with our Cult Hero 11. Now, what we're going to do, we did our Football Podcast 11, and we did up polls and stuff. And, you know, to be completely honest, when we put polls up, Gary Neville got voted in. And, you know,
stop clapping, Jim.
After a board meeting between myself and Jim, we decided that we can't trust the listeners because Gary Neville got voted in. So
stop clapping, Jim.
So what we're going to do, we're just going to compile as many cult heroes as we can, starting with the goalkeeper this week, and then in subsequent shows we're going to go around the 11, try and get the definitive list of cult heroes from the people that we know, the clubs we support, and hopefully with a bit of help from yourselves as well via the Football Podcast website. Goalkeepers, Mike.
Let's just
put them all out there.
Yeah. I'll throw one out that isn't necessarily as obvious, just because I think we're going to talk about the obvious anyway. One who's played for my club but been a cult hero at many others, Les Seeley. The late, great Les Seeley, who I remember him coming on as a striker for West Ham at one point. I remember him.
I remember David James going out front. He was awful.
I remember him falling on his arse. But I also also remember the fact that he was, he sort of lived the dream. He was on loan from Luton Town at United, third or fourth choice keeper, ends up playing in and winning the FA Cup final. I mean, you can't say more than that.
But he was goalkeeper in the Cup Winners' Cup final.
He was
in 91,
yes.
And he
also played in the League Cup final in 94 when we lost, but we'll not talk about. But he was just a great character.
Was that Savile final?
No, it wasn't. It was Damian Atkinson's final. But he was a great character.
I remember when Savan Milosevic turned and scored a goal.
Yeah, that was Matthew Perler, wasn't it?
That was for a long time I thought him and Goran Ivanisevic were the same person. For a long, long time.
I think Goran was better at football.
Probably. Goran was a good footballer player.
He was. He played for Hajduk Split or someone briefly for a bit of publicity. But that's another time. He played up front, so. But no, he's a great character. Cool. He's a bit out there, but.
Alright. Any more? Dan, you must have something.
Grobbelaar's got to go in there.
Bruce Grobbelaar.
I thought I'd go out for one a bit left field. Jeremy Jeannot, right?
Oh yeah.
Household name, yeah.
Well, anyway then, Pitney.
I did a bit of research. The San Etienne goalkeeper, who in the 04-05 season against FC East donned a Spider-Man outfit whilst playing in goal.
Now I know.
Which I just thought was a great comedy value. We do. We have YouTube footage.
Podcast website this week. Goalkeeper dressed as Spider-Man with the mask.
He did, but he took the mask off.
Did he have the goalie gloves?
I'm confused. Six spinning webs across the goal.
I didn't see any web spinning, but I thought that was.
I'll tell you what. I bet he had a comedy value. Come on.
No. Oh, how is that tumbleweed?
Yeah. I'm going to say two people. One,
Slightbody. Same as men as you want.
He was massive, big old mustache.
Thomas Myra.
He was the sweatiest man.
The Dutchman.
Just Neville Circle.
Yes.
Just a barrel chested.
He was huge as well.
He was the grumpiest man on earth.
And in the early 80s.
Where are you going? I'm going home. Leave me alone.
In the early 80s, he was the best goalie in the world.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best goalie in the world.
I bet he was a good fisherman as well. He looks like a fisherman.
Yeah, he looked like a man who spent time in a bivouac.
Him and David Seaman. Dave Seeley.
And he wants to make
a moustache means you can fish. You've got one on the way there, Jim. I mean, you know, you're going to be catching fish.
He wants to make an appearance in the fantastic football-based soap opera Dream Team as well.
I thought you were going to say the Fantastic Four.
He was one of the original Fantastic Four.
Fantastic 442.
Fat moustache fella.
My other shout is based on Doug Cooper and Cilly Andrews. Pondé Campos.
Yes.
5'4".
Very flamboyant.
He was good.
If he was that small, if he was a free player, he wouldn't get a job nowadays, would he?
No, it's true.
Exactly.
Supposedly hang himself.
I've got
multicoloured rope.
My favourite goalie of all time is Jose Luis Chilavert.
Brilliant.
He was a bit mental.
He was all mental.
Oh, everyone, who was the Argy goalkeeper that just gave up before
1990? Carlos Vela.
Because the world would end in 2000.
Is anyone ever
said that?
And then he joined Espanyol in 2000, in like mid 2000.
He was good as well.
Can I have a contract, please? So he ended up there.
Magnificent.
He was a guy. He was in a penalty shootout against England in France in 98.
Yeah.
David Batty and all that sort of stuff. So
speaking of utterly insane goalkeepers, Mad Jens Lehmann. I don't care that he played, but I love him.
He and Didier Drogba when they had it off.
Yeah. I never saw that.
Whoa!
Do we have the video for the podcast there?
Yeah, we do.
He gets a special size for that kind of stuff.
I found out about it when he's. I've tapped his voicemail, so it was all right. Dempsey, do you remember though what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
At the Stamford Bridge.
Where they stroked each other's face and kept going down.
Absolutely brilliant.
Every time there's a North London derby, you must find it. Lehmann would, just for no reason whatsoever, always push Robbie Keane to the floor. For about 3 years in a row, just pushed him to the floor.
Probably just really hated him, didn't he?
He even did it in games when they weren't playing Tottenham. Yeah.
Just run on the pitch.
Played against Wigan, he just got to find Robbie Keane.
There's René Higuita. Obviously,
he doesn't deserve to be in it. The only reason he did that is because 15 years later, he wanted people to mention him.
But he did have a shoulder.
No.
He wanted people to not mention the World Cup in 1990.
We're talking about a man who, the president of Colombia's daughter got kidnapped, and they needed somebody to help negotiate the release. Who did they go to? René Higuita.
And he can also hit a mean free kick.
To be fair, though, they only went to René Higuita because Jimmy Glass wasn't available.
Jimmy James Glass. For me, he is the cult goalkeeper.
He's the cult football hero, I think. That is the dream.
According to Stuart Hall, and I have no reason to doubt his editorial integrity, he's now running some sort of minicab firm.
Yes, he is.
He was an IT salesman, and now he's running a minicab firm somewhere.
Seamless.
There you go.
I would love one night to just be drunk, stumble into a minicab at 4 in the morning, and say, oh, yeah, get talking. He said,
been busy.
I kept Carlisle up.
Been busy.
That would just be one of those moments where if you were at that game, you would just go mental, but you would just be thinking, this hasn't happened, this can't have happened.
It's kind of an out-of-body experience.
Oh, wait, I'm naked!
Well, you know, keep your personal health to yourself, Michael.
There was another goal that I only saw recently. I think it was Scott Flinders, who scored a winner. Was it at Tranmere or something like that? I'll try and find that video as well.
He was on loan at
I really wish there was a way to make a crispy pancake joke, Carl, and that. It just isn't.
It probably is somewhere. Keep thinking, come back to us. You're coming back next month to another show, aren't you? Have that joke in when you come back.
Right, okay. Anyone else got cult heroes for their team or anyone else? We're doing goalies this week. There'll be a blog on the Football Podcast website. Just leave your comment under the article and we'll compile, hopefully, a definitive list of our cult hero. Jim, what's next?
Sci Sports News.
Right. Anyone here fancy being a British champion at a sport? I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to be a British champion.
Okay.
Right. I play rugby union for England, so that's fine.
Right, here we go. You can be a bona fide British champion in an event that every single one of you have got a really serious chance of winning. It's in central London. It's on Saturday, October the 22nd. It's at the Knights Templar Pub in Chancery Lane. It is the 5th annual UK Rock, Scissors and Paper British Championship. Right? It costs £10 to enter, and you get a free copy of a book all about the other weird and wonderful sports like cheese rolling, shin kicking, and the like.
SPL.
Is shin kicking down there?
Shin kicking is weird down here. I know it's like standard night out for you. They've booked the entire pub out. It's a big pub in Chancery Lane. There are 256.
How did you find out about this? More importantly, how did this come onto your radar?
I got an email.
So they found you and they thought, he's a sad person.
No, I read a book called We Could Be Heroes from two BBC journalists. It's a book from two BBC journalists who decided they were going to try and become a world champion.
David Bowie can't be here.
And they took part in all these weird and wonderful events to try and become a world champion. And the people who organise a lot of these events, or they sort of promote them, I signed up for them because I thought, I'm going to go and do one of these one day.
You wouldn't mind being a world champion.
I wouldn't mind being a world champion. This is only a British championship, but you know, you have to start somewhere.
It's going to be some world championship somewhere. Yeah, sure, right. You get an invite
British
to that.
Championship.
Is that the book that's written by the genuinely named Ben Durs?
Ben Durs and Tom Fordyce. Yeah, it is. And it's a very funny book, notwithstanding the fact that the man's name is Ben Durs.
Yeah, that's funny enough for me. I'd buy it.
It's an excellent book. Buy it. It's excellent. But yeah, rock, scissors, paper. Now, here's the thing, right? You can enter as an individual, or we can put in a four-man team. You can put in a four-man pubcast team.
It's like a rock, paper, scissors relay team.
I don't quite know how it works.
I don't know how it works. Can we get Stu to go dressed as like Legion of Doom or something like that? And say, we're all going to do it.
So yeah, so there's that. They've booked the entire pub out. They've got a singles tournament. There's a team tournament. There's only 16 teams in that, so you're in the last 16 straight away. You know, you've got to win four. But that's on Saturday, October 22nd, at the Knights Templar. So if anyone out there wants to do this, get involved.
Are you getting paid to plug this?
Sorry?
You getting paid to plug this?
No, I'm getting nothing. Google it, you'll find it on there.
Why are you still talking about it?
Yeah.
Because this is my...
This is now the longest section of the show.
Almost.
It's not anything to do with football.
No, you said sports. It's just science football news, didn't you?
Listen out next week for the new Rock, Paper, Scissors podcast. presented by Simon Head on his
spin-off.
He's going to sit one side of the table then run round the other.
Oh, you lost me again. Lost again. So that's my news. Jim.
All right. Moving Swifties on 90s Prem Stars. Sorry, Mike, you probably don't know this. Every week now, courtesy of the Twitter guy, 90s Prem Stars, I'm just going to read out one of his latest ones. This week, Bernard Lamar.
Yes.
West Ham goalkeeper. record of 12 games following a smoking ban, smoking pot in 1997. Only played 12 games for him.
Wait, sorry, you said following the smoking ban. What was like their yeah, goalkeeper no. not allowed in the pub that they played or something?
97, it would have been a bit early for the smoking ban, but following a smoking ban for smoking pot, he's since set up a water purification factory in French Guinea.
Well, that's what they all
there
do.
You go.
A typical football yeah. side, set up a nightclub or set up a water purification.
Next week, Pat Van Den Hel.
Pat Van Den Hel.
Everton legend.
Yeah.
There you go. Is he 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
He's Everton glory days, the late 80s, but yeah, no, he must have tipped into the 90s.
Yeah. Right, I think that might be pretty much it for our show.
Thank God.
We've survived. It's a bloody long
one. I wanted to mention something.
Oh, go on.
Rose West.
Excuse me, that was a burp. Wales are playing Australia for the first time ever, and I happened to come across an advert on a website today for the Wales Australia game. So it was trying to get people to go to Millennium Stadium, buy tickets. I think it's Millennium, might be at Cardiff, the new Cardiff Stadium.
Yeah.
But they've done quite well. I'm going to show you, and we'll put this up on the website. The main one is Welcome to Ramsey Street.
Oh, very
picture
good.
Picture of Aaron Ramsey.
See what they've
you
done
like that,
with
right?
dragon's
oh, that's
wings.
Nice.
Yeah, Ramsey, Aaron Ramsey with dragon's wings.
I'd prefer if it was Arnold Fisher.
And also this one, which is, I can't remember it because it's upside down now and I can't read it. Wales vs Australia. There was a little tagline about football being back.
Football's back. What a lifesaver.
And it's got them dressed as like the Baywatch guys.
Well, it's quite Baywatch good. Is set in America.
Oh no, they've missed
that,
haven't they?
That's poor. They could have had them in some sort of yeah. horribly offensive kangaroo.
And it's not really Baywatch gear. They've just kind of got swimming caps.
Well, I've got to be honest. I said Baywatch.
The Ramsey Street was a lot better, wasn't it?
Yeah. I still think it's quite good.
Summer Bay. Yeah. Summer Bay, home and away, isn't it?
Exactly. Or just like
people. For you each day.
Yeah.
I've been to Summer Bay.
It's still a bit.
Oh, well, my point is, the English FA, this is on their the official Welsh website, Welsh FA. England would never do anything like that, would they? Probably because they get called racist and all that sort of stuff, and then that would be out of there. Well, I thought that was quite good. Trying to get a few more people along with a bit of humour and stuff like that.
I like the Ramsey Street.
The Ramsey Street's good. We'll put the Ramsey Street one on and show how good it is.
It wouldn't work.
We'll put the other one on and show how bad it is.
I'll tell you what, very easy. I'll put them in a tweet to the podcast and you can retweet it from the Twitter account.
It wouldn't work with Wiltshire Street, though. That's why the English FA would never do it.
Other street. Quality? Is there a bag of quality?
We haven't got many quality
Steve
players.
Coronation? No.
Steve Coronation? No, he's French.
There must be someone else. Keep going and I'll think of street. No. Yeah, Dave Sesame, he used to play for Cardiff in the 80s. He was a good player.
Stuart Downing.
Downing Street, yes.
Very much.
That well known Welsh player, Stuart Downing. Well done.
We're talking about England, don't you?
Yeah, we are talking about England. Let's hope he's not on the team.
Right, yeah, very good point. Jim was just snotted Coca-Cola, but he said cocoa for himself. That would have been very bad.
He said snotted Coke, that would have been a lot.
That would have been very bad. Right, we're pretty much done. That was the football podcast.
I've enjoyed the reunion.
Yeah, it's been
nice.
Fun.
Should we touch hands? Or this side exits the show?
What?
Am I going now and you're staying?
No, I mean this side. This side. He's going to say goodbye.
Can we do it like at the end of school where we sign each other's shirts?
That's just ridiculous. Go
play Ludo.
I used to take in Mousetrap.
I plan on wearing a shirt.
When I was a kid, we took in Ludo.
Ludo.
And Hungry Hippos.
They loved you. Hungry Hippos.
Hungry Hippos.
Ludo.
Buckaroo. Mousetrap.
We just used to watch Jumanji on video. Or Muppet Christmas Carol. Even if it was like the summer holidays.
Was Oscar the Grouch?
No, he's not a Muppet. He's Sesame Street.
Yeah, but there's some Muppets in Sesame Street.
But there's a connection. Only Kermit.
And speaking.
But we'll continue this next week on the Muppet.
So, what did you used to do on your last day? You just do what Rose told you to, didn't you, when you was in school? Whatever Mrs. West says.
Mrs. West, yeah.
Good morning, Mrs. West.
Dig something in the garden.
Oh, off you go, boys. Hang on that bombshell.
Garden as well again.
Right, we better finish. Go to the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter. Mike, you're on Twitter. Who are you?
At Michael Coxon.
Jim?
At Jim Staples.
Dan, you're not on, are you?
At about to set a Twitter account.
Right, we'll sort
it
out.
Is the eye candy for the show. You didn't mention that either. We get some modelling shots of it.
There you go.
We're going to come to you, man.
Sorry?
At Simon Pittman.
Stuart has changed his name.
He's not Stu_ the manager because he's realised.
Sacked.
No, no one knows who he is.
He's now Stu Hoare, and I'm at Simon Head.
And Dan Ferdinand is at Buy Cheap Meds Now.
At Dan Ferdinand, just in case he's listening. That was the Football Podcast. Thank you for listening if you made it this far through. We'll be back in a week's time.
And then this is going to be a, this is going to be a bi-monthly
bi-monthly, yeah, every 2 months
event,
every 2 months
we'll
every
see
2 months. Well, we might have a few specials as we go, so thanks for listening. We'll
we've got about six specials.
Yeah, very true, very true. We're off to get on our bus. We'll see you later. Bye bye.